For WRCO News, I'm Phil Nee. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office received two calls Friday night that they responded to, with one of the incidents leading to an arrest. Early in the evening at 6:48, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a boater stuck on a sandbar on the Wisconsin River. The Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, and an Iowa County deputy responded to the scene. The subject and his dog were rescued. No injuries were reported. Later that evening at 10:46, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a single vehicle crash in the area of State Road 133 and State Road 130. The Lone Rock Fire Department, Lone Rock EMS, Dodgeville EMS, and Iowa County deputies responded to the scene. Prior to the arrival of Iowa County deputies, the vehicle took off from the scene. Iowa County deputies located the vehicle and initiated a pursuit. Assisting the Iowa County deputies in the pursuit was the Wisconsin DNR. As a result of the investigation, Jeremy Mirabelli, age 44, was arrested for operating while under the influence and vehicle operator flee elude officer. Mirabelli was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charges. RC Thunderfest continues tonight at Kroska Park in Richland Center. Currently performing on stage is The Jammers. Other groups that will be performing later are Cowboy Company at 6:20 and Midnight Band at 8:10. There will also be bouncy houses, food stands, and more. Fireworks will be shot off at dark. Admission is free to the event. Enjoy great entertainment and fun at RC Thunderfest today at Kroska Park in Richland Center. You can find more information on the RC Thunderfest Facebook page. Victory in the Valley is being held this evening and runs through tomorrow at Call Park in Bear Valley. The two-day revival event features worship, encouragement, community, and a message of hope. Food and fellowship is being held from now until 6 and will be held tomorrow morning from 8 until 10. The Victory events featuring Pastor Jason McDonough will be tonight from 6 until 7:30 and tomorrow morning from 10 until 11:30. You can find more information on the Victory in the Valley Facebook page. The Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair continues Sunday from 9 until 4 in downtown Spring Green on Jefferson Street. Over 200 artists nationwide are exhibiting their work this weekend, featuring pottery, paintings, jewelry, woodwork, and more. There will also be live music and local food vendors. For anyone having trouble finding what you're looking for at the art fair, there will be information at the event to help you navigate around the fair. Diane Barenbrook is one of the organizers of the event.
People can stop by the registration table that's by the BMO Bank, our kind of art fair registration area. We have a little brochure that has a map of the whole art fair. It lists the artists by their booth number. So if you're looking for someone in particular, it lists the different food groups, their locations, and what's on their menu, and just some little tidbits about the fair itself. The artists will each have some of those brochures if they choose to take some, and we'll also have them at the registration area, and local businesses have them also.
Enjoy great art and craft fair and fun at the Spring Green Art and Crafts Fair tomorrow from 9 until 4 in downtown Spring Green. More information can be found on springgreenartfair.com and on the Spring Green Arts and Crafts Fair Facebook page. The 26th annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus 8946, will be held tomorrow from 7 until noon at St. Anthony's School in Cazenovia. A lot of food has been donated for the breakfast. Those who attend will not only enjoy a delicious meal, but could be a winner as well. Greg Braun is a Grand Knight with the Knights of Columbus 8946 and an organizer of the event.
It's all you can eat. You don't hear that from other breakfasts very much. And we've got all kinds of different things. We get our maple syrup from Bower Valley Maples. We have chocolate milk. We got white milk, 40 gallons of chocolate, 16 gallons of white, 150 dozen eggs, 50 pounds of ham, 50 pounds of cheese curds, 50 pounds of sliced cheese, 10 cases of ice cream, that's those cups, 20 door prizes. Every half hour, we'll be giving out 20 door prizes. So if you don't come home with a door prize, it'd be the chance, I'd say, are much in your favor.
The food donated will be used to prepare a menu that includes pancakes, eggs, sausage, cheese curds, applesauce, cheese, coffee, milk, ice cream, and yogurt. Along with the door prizes, there will be a bake sale. Cost is adults $10, children 6 to 12, $5, and children under 6 eat for free. Enjoy a great breakfast at the 26th Annual Cazenovia Area Dairy Breakfast, Sunday from 7 until noon at St. Anthony's School in Cazenovia. The 45th Annual Hillsborough Lions Appreciation Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow from 7 until 12:30 at the Hillsborough Firemen's Memorial Park. The breakfast includes pancakes with maple syrup, scrambled eggs, sausage, hash browns, donuts, local cheese, milk, coffee, and orange juice. There will be agriculture awareness activities and displays. Fun for all ages. Cost is $10 for adults, kids 10 and under, $5. The Ithaca Lions Club will hold a special benefit luncheon for Mike Stafford tomorrow at Oakwood Fruit Farm, Richland Center. Mike has been battling medical complications after going into the hospital for a routine procedure months ago. Mike's wife, Lisa, recently on the morning show discussed how quickly life has changed since they began dealing with the medical issues.
My family and I have had that conversation a number of times. We thought, you know, you're going in and you think it's an easy surgery and miss 2 days of work. And like I said, here we are 8 months, and Mike has been able to work a little bit the last few months, where he's just going in a little bit in the mornings to work and some semblance of normalcy. And we are extremely appreciative of Cardinal Glass at how helpful they have been in making adjustments to Mike's workload so that he is able to work. Because he still is nothing by mouth, which is called NPO, which means no food, no water. I mean, nothing. He can have nothing in his mouth and swallow. So he's still on a feeding tube.
Mike has undergone surgery this past week with hopes of a full recovery. Tomorrow's benefit will run from 11 until 4. Those who attend will enjoy a delicious meal featuring pulled pork or hot ham and cheese sandwiches, cheesy potatoes, coleslaw, and homemade bars. There will also be a silent auction, raffle, bake sale, and an ice cream truck. Parking will be available on site. Parking will also be available at Call Park, where a shuttle service will be available to provide transportation to and from the benefit. Enjoy great food, great community, and help support a great cause at the benefit luncheon for Mike Stafford tomorrow from 11 until 4 at Oakwood Fruit Farm. A Muscadet J.C. Park benefit will be held tomorrow at Sportsman's Lounge and Supper Club in Muscadet. Enjoy a premium American Wagyu steak dinner featuring Hall of Fame beef from Six Springs Farm. Each meal includes a baked potato bar, vegetables, a roll, and butter. Serving times at 1 and 2. Tickets are $50 per person and must be purchased in advance. There will also be live music by Doug Wallen. Reserve your steak by calling 608-739-9119. Proceeds from the benefit will support improvements to JC Park and the Riverdale Summer League.